Right now, we've got a couple of very special guests here in the studio. We've got Matt Lawrence of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, who has brought his guitar, and we've got John Santa, yet another legend, who joins us here in the studio to talk about the Marathon Jam, which is coming up this Saturday. It is a marathon from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Sunday morning at the American Legion down the road, just off Legion Road, all to benefit the Fisher House, which is a terrific organization you'll hear about in just a second. John, Matt, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here, Aaron. Thanks. We appreciate your help, as always, CHL. You guys are wonderful to us every year.
John, tell us about the Marathon Jam. This thing got started 13 years ago. You've raised $150,000 plus for the Fisher House, which is an amazing national cause. This thing has gone viral across the country in multiple countries getting involved in this. But what is the Marathon Jam in the first place?
It started on my carport in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, so we can all take credit for that. And it has, in fact, grown. We've been in about 20 cities across the country. In 13 years, we've raised over $150,000, mostly been for the Fort Bragg Fisher House over those 13 years. This year, we are playing for the Camp Lejeune for the Marines. We've got a lot of Marines who've joined us, and they've been much more vocal in recent years. So last year, we took some money and sent it down to Camp Lejeune, and this year's the first year we're going to split our take. Now, folks, this is why we need your help. Because 13 years ago, I promised Lori Sutherland, the manager of the Fisher House at Fort Bragg, I said, every year I will give you $10,000. I get real emotional about this stuff. Anybody knows me knows I cry at the drop of a hat. So I'm sorry, this is embarrassing. I'm never going to get a date, Aaron. this is bad. But I promised her 13 years ago I'd get her at least $10,000 every year. This year we're trying to raise $20,000, kids. So we need some help. We need some support because I want to give Camp Lejeune and the Marines, God bless the Marines, Semper Fi, boys, $10,000, and I want to give our Army guys $10,000 like we always do. So we need some help. So y'all come, bring your checkbooks, or go to our website, marathonjam.org, and you can donate there, and you can specify if you want the money to go to the Marines. You can tell us to send it to Camp Lejeune or to the Army at Fort Bragg, or you can give it to Marathon Jam, and we will split it equally.
So what actually, and I've been there, you've done it 13 times, what actually is the Marathon Jam? People come, what does it entail?
My midlife superpowers, my brother, is I can gather incredible musicians. These guys come from all over North Carolina. I think it was 2 years ago we had some guys who drove 4 hours down from the mountains. They were going to stay 4 hours and then drive home. They had such a good time, they stayed for six and then drove home. God bless them. And we start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we play until one in the morning, and we get people to sponsor us for music that we play every hour that we play.
And you can come in and go.
Oh, yeah, come and go.
If you want to play for a couple of hours, you can do that anytime.
Yeah, you can come in and sit in with the band if you'd like. Come and sing, play. We don't let electric instruments in just because we don't have PA systems and stuff, so we prefer acoustic stuff. But happy to have you, but please remember it's a fundraiser. It's not a jam session. If you just come into play, you know, maybe sit outside or something, but if you're going to come inside, now everybody's welcome, but please remember it's a fundraiser. We need folks to bring some money.
Yep.
The cost of those guys, my midlife superpower is getting those guys to come. Not only do they come and play music for 12 hours, but they pay at least $200 or $300 a piece to sit in that circle, and that's how we raise our money.
And it's such a powerful circle.
Oh, man, it's amazing. We've got a lot of veterans. There's male, female, you name it, everybody, you know. It's not about politics. It's about taking care of the families of injured soldiers, and it's just the coolest thing. It's a great sense of solidarity and purpose, and it's very, very, very powerful. And then, of course, we play for about 45 minutes, then we'll stop, and we welcome some veterans. Some of the veterans will rap, and that's my second superpower. I have wonderful, wonderful ladies all across North Carolina who make me red, white, and blue quilts. And so they bring the quilts, and we'll be rapping about 14 veterans this Saturday in red, white, and blue quilts. And that's very, very powerful. Matt is so moved, he can't speak.
Yeah. In recent years, John's work has really expanded to helping local public safety folks too. So we appreciate the work and being included in that, and support his mission of raising money for the.
I'm proud to wear this Chapel Hill Fire Department button on my.
You got that button on?
You bet
yeah.
I do.
Matt, have you done the marathon jam before?
I'm not. John's talking me into being here.
Yeah, Aaron, humiliate this boy. Get him out.
He's
got to
come out. Yeah,
folks,
there's going to be a great circle.
Call in and tell Matt. Call the fire department. Say we want Matt.
We want Matt.
Yeah, get him down, man.
There you go.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We got a couple of instruments here, and I want to hear you guys play here in just a second. Tell us about the Fisher House, the organization that benefits from this. This helps military families all over the country.
Right. I am proud to say from my carport in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, this thing has spread to about 20 cities across the country. We've been in, let me get this straight, 4 or 5 countries here in the States. We've been in Afghanistan and Iraq. The soldiers have played over there and sent money to us. We've been in Africa, believe it or not, and we've been in England. I got one of my veterans is talking about maybe doing something over in Germany this year, so we might pick up our 6th country. 20 cities around the United States, we've raised over $500,000 for Fisher Houses all over the country. Fisher House is a great place. If you are military and say you're in Fort Bragg and you get hurt in some way, you're deployed, you get hurt, you have an extended convalescence, and say you're up at Walter Reed, hotel rooms cost $200 a night up there. You could devastate, a long-term illness could devastate the savings. Fisher House is a place all your spouse, your significant other has to do is show military ID, hospital paperwork. You stay room and board for free for as long as you need. And I mean, I know people who stayed for a year. Mm-hmm. It's a great place, and it's why I promised $10,000 to Lori Sutherland, who's home at Fort Bragg. I don't know if she'll hear this. And sick, Lori, get better. Because I talked to her this afternoon. And she's like, I'm staying home, and I'm getting well so I can come to the marathon jam. Come meet Lori. She's fabulous. The Fisher House, great organization, wonderful, wonderful people. Families of injured soldiers stay there. Injured soldiers stay there as well, obviously. Y'all folks, you know, there's a lot of divisiveness out there in the world, as we heard in your previous guest, who was wonderful. So this is a chance to come and be just, it's a great thing, and it's a very unifying thing. So y'all come and partake of the fellowship and the spirit and the music.
MarathonJam.org is the website. I want to hear more from John and Matt in a few minutes, but let's hear some music. You've got the instruments there. You've been practicing a little bit, so I want to hear.
we got in tune out in the hall.
That's to me, that counts as practicing.
Do you sing, Matt?
No, not on the radio.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll do it. My buddy Greg Eldred wrote this song. It's called "Watching the Water Rise." It's on our CD, which we'll be selling at the Marathon Jam. And if you buy it, proceeds from that sale will go to Fisher House. And this is just a little GCD thing. Yep. Matt, it goes like this. I'm sick. Sitting on the bank, watching that water rise. Sitting on the bank, watching that water rise. Gal I like to love on, gone with another guy. I'm sitting here. Loving this spring-like weather. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank, watching the water rise. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank, watching the water rise. The gal I like to love on, gone with another guy. Should we keep going, or do you want to talk some more?
No, keep going, man.
I should have brought my guitar so I could read my hand. Here's my favorite line. I could climb that trestle. That's not my favorite line. The next one's coming. Here we go. I could climb that trestle, jump right off and die. That's not my favorite. It's coming up. I could climb that trestle, jump right it off and die. Here's my favorite line, folks. If you're a songwriter, you'll love this. Between the trestle and the river, there's a full acre of sky. Isn't that a great line? My buddy Greg Eldred, I'm sitting on the bank, watching the water rise. Yeah, I'm sitting on the bank, watching the water rise. A gal I like to love on, gone with another guy. Ah, the marathon jams this Saturday, y'all come and see us, please. Jams this Saturday. Y'all come bring some money and donate, please. You can sponsor me or you can sponsor Greg if you like the song. We sure need your help, and so do all those military families. See how I did that, Aaron?
That was good. That was good. Yeah,
yeah. You gotta admit, that was pretty nice. Even Matt's laughing. All right.
That was great. Oh, that was incredible. John Santa, Matt Lawrence, marathonjam.org this Saturday. You were going to hear 12 hours of music like that, including some people who are... Oh, I got to turn back your mic up.
Yep.
Including some people who are going to be there for the whole 12 hours to get the T-shirt.
The
right?
People who play for 12 hours
the
get
Iron
the
Pickers.
Black Ops T-shirt that I'm wearing black. It says Iron Picker.
Yes, you are, yeah.
Yep, and it's the Marathon Jam, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We have a guy who is coming from Ohio.
Wow.
He does a 36-hour round trip to come and play with us, and he'll play the whole 12 hours.
You buried the lead there. You're talking about people coming in from 4 hours away. There's people coming in from four states away at this point.
It's really crazy. I'm just in awe. Now, the thing you need to know, though, Aaron, is that these guys are musicians, so, of course, they're always late.
Right.
Every year, I'm sitting there at 12:45 going, oh, my God.
Is anyone going to be there?
It's going to be me, Aaron.
John Santa solo show for the next 12 hours.
And
yep.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be
That's
just
why it's
awful.
Important that Matt Lawrence be there for the full 12 hours.
Y'all call the fire station. call the fire station. We need to see Matt there. He works for us. We are the people of Chapel Hill. He needs to be there, and I'm telling you. And then they roll in about 5 till. Oh, we're sorry. We'll play till 10 after 1.
Right,
till,
right.
You know, in 12 hours, so it'll be full 12 hours. But God bless them; they always show up. And we also have some iron artists. If there's any artists here in Chapel Hill, do you think there's artists in Chapel Hill?
I'm sure there might be a couple.
You think there might be?
Yeah.
We have some artists who come and sketch and paint in the room with us, and they sit in the audience, and the audience can watch them create, which I really love, because we're creating our art for your ears, and then they're creating the art for your eyes, and they will often sell their paintings if you make the check out to the Fort Bragg or the Camp Lejeune Fisher House. So it's a lot of cool things. We have a great group called the Bikers Against Child Abuse who come. They're out of Raleigh. They have nothing to do with our mission with the military. I just read about them. They are the coolest guys in the world. Look them up, Bikers Against Child Abuse, North Carolina. They come and escort our veterans in and help us out with stuff. They're mean-looking guys, but I promise you, these are some of the nicest guys in the world. I know this from experience, having played in less than reputable locations over the years.
Like Chapel Hill.
Yes,
right?
You understand. That the biggest, meanest-looking dork, you know, bouncers.
Yeah.
You walk off stage and they're like, that song you wrote about your girlfriend and you guys breaking up, oh my God. They're just the biggest puppies. And that's pretty much how the bikers, they're going to kill me for saying this, how the Bikers Against Child Abuse guys
with
are.
With kindness, though.
Those guys are spectacular. So we have a bunch of great people there. We got Lori from the Fisher House. Y'all come hug Lori. And we have just a bunch of great musicians. Many of them are veterans. And it's just a terrific time. All ages we've had. I think our youngest, Thomas Shea, brings his grandson, who I think is like 8 or something, who plays the cello. And then we got some guys who are like 80 years old who come and pick with us. It's really, really, really cool.
Matt, what is it that brings you here for this cause?
Yeah, I think it's, first, I'm a lover of bluegrass music.
Right.
John and I have had the opportunity to play in some different locations together, just picking around. But so it's that, and it's just, again, the mission and the I've not seen it, but I've seen the result of John's work and his support of one of our firefighters a number of years ago who had cancer and dealt with that. And He received one of John's quilts last year, John,
mm-hmm.
and it made a difference in his life. So.
The cool thing on the quilts that we give to the firefighters so far is that Jan Jones, who apologizes for not being here, the former fire chief, his mom makes the quilts that we give to the firefighters, mm-hmm. which I think is just unbelievably cool.
That's really cool.
So we will be awarding another quilt this year to a lucky firefighter made by Dan's mom. So I want to say hi to her. She's nice. Always really nice to me.
And
my mom will be there. Come meet my mom. That'd be cool.
That's important.
My
yeah.
mom has never met a stranger. Come say
that
hi to my
true.
Mom.
That is true. Marathonjam.org is the website. It's going to be this Saturday at the American Legion, just off of Legion Road, beginning at 1 p.m., running until 1 a.m. on Sunday morning.
And
you can come
you
and participate,
so
spectate.
Thank you so much for American Legion Post 6. Those guys,
yes.
13 years welcoming all us reprobate musicians into their home. And it's the only time in the year that you can bring your dog. So if you got a dog, come let him play with my dog. My little JT will be there, my English setter. Y'all come listen to some music. Because, you know, bluegrass without a dog, you've got to have
you
a dog.
You can't have, yeah, yeah, can't I mean, have
come
that.
On, guys. Yeah. But y'all call the fire station and demand that Matt show up.
Well, can we get you to play one more song before you go?
We didn't rehearse anything. We don't. He doesn't
it doesn't matter.
It's the standard, John.
It's the.
Well, I'll continue singing about. Let's see, I can sing some more about the Marathon Jam this Saturday. But I try not to make the same rhyme. I will sing some more about the Marathon Jam this Saturday, but I'll try not to make the same rhyme.
He'll try not to make the same old rhyme.
Oh, wow, Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous. That was great. That was, even the guys outside are laughing. That's
there you
perfect.
Go. They're probably laughing at something else.
It's going to be 70 or 75 degrees. It's going to be lovely. Y'all come. I don't think there's a home game. Is there a home game? It's a disaster when we have a Carolina game this
Saturday. I think it starts at noon, but it's over by it's over by 2. I don't know if it's a home game or not.
Two, so
yeah.
Y'all come out and sing with us a little bit. And don't forget to call the fire department and demand that and Dan Jones, the former fire chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, is going for his iron picker.
All right. Marathonjam.org is the website. Head online and check that out. It's going to be this Saturday, beginning at 1 p.m., running until 1 a.m. at the American Legion. All to benefit the Fisher House. They're looking to raise $20,000. So head there and make that happen and visit them on the website. John Santa, Matt Lawrence, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for having us. Always so great. Love CHL, Chapel Hill. Y'all rock.
It is 4:50 here at WCHL. Back with more after this.